Mallow shouted over the tumult, roaring against the noise. I have collateral proof in the form of documents brought from Corell, which I can present to the council if required. And where is now the prosecution's case? They have already made and remade the monstrous suggestion that I should have fought for the missionary in defiance of the law and sacrificed my mission, my ship, and myself to the honor of the Foundation. But to do it for an imposter? Should I have done it then for a Corellian secret agent tricked out in the robes and verbal gymnastics probably borrowed of an Anacreonian exile? Would Jorane Sutt and Publis Manlio have had me fall into a stupid, odious trap? His hoarsened voice faded into the featureless background of a shouting mob. He was being lifted onto shoulders and carried to the mayor's bench. Out the windows he could see a torrent of madmen swarming into the square to add to the thousands there already. Mallow looked about for Anchor Jail, but it was impossible to find any single face in the incoherence of the mass. Slowly he became aware of a rhythmic, repeated shout that was spreading from a small beginning and pulsing into insanity. Long live Mallow! Long live Mallow! Long live Mallow!